Need some scores. Here's what we got so far. Axtell, they continue their winning ways. They defeat Lynn 52-6.
Don't have the screech up.
I know. What, man, slacker.
Failure.
Slacker. Hanover, they get the win against El Saline 32-8. Jackson Heights, they defeat Riverside tonight 21-0. JCN gets a big win tonight 40-0 over Mar Hill Mount Academy. Royal Valley, they defeated Hiawatha 36-18. Sabetha, this is a big game early in the season. We talked about it last week in our kind of our big key matchups in week one.
Yep.
And Sabetha gets the win over Holton 28-16. Nemaha Central, maybe a revenge game from last season against Marysville. They shut them out tonight, 48-0. Big win tonight for Jefferson West. They defeated Riley County 14-13.
The Tigers.
St. Mary's, they get the win over Parillac Compton 28-0. And the score that we just got, Ottawa, they defeated Atchison 49-7. Ottawa, year after year after year, that is a solid program. Atchison kind of seems to struggle to get that win against Ottawa, but they've got a long season ahead of them. They're going to do just fine.
Love it. All right. Plenty of scores still needed, though, as well. I like that reaction.
Just got one. The Onega Buffaloes, they get the win tonight against Donovan West 14-6.
Oh, that's a good game.
Good game.
Good game. Right
and then
there.
We got one more, too. This is one we talked about, a key matchup this week, Centralia.
Mm-hmm.
They got the win against Valley Heights 28-14.
Man, for the first time in three seasons now, that game has not been a one-score game.
Yeah.
All right. So what scores are we still needing, my man?
Okay. We need Clifton Clyde at Frankfort, Washington County at Blue Valley, McLouth at ACCHS, Valley Falls at Horton, Oskaloosa at Pleasant Ridge, Troy at Republic County, Silver Lake Rossville.
Yep.
That's probably getting maybe close to being over with.
Yep.
It was delayed scoreboard issue at Rossville. It's the first opening night, first game of the season. They got some technical difficulties. That was a real close game last we heard. And that is it as far as scores we need.
All right. And apologize as we were saying how 92-1 has got Chiefs game only. Well, we were just talking over the Chiefs game. I got a message that came through. So, little switcher issue there. My apologies to you guys.
It's working out the kinks.
Yeah, yeah. You know, first time we've ever had to compete with an NFL game during the scoreboard show.
That's weird.
What are they doing putting an NFL game on a Friday night?
I know. Thinking they get preference over our show?
Get out of here.
Come on, Chiefs.
Come on, Chiefs. Who do you think you are, Patrick Mahomes or something? Come on now. All right. Hey, it's time for us to dive into our game of the week. We had a handful of choices going into this week, Buzz, and we had some dandies, really, that we were looking at going into this week. We had Holton Sabetha on there. We had Nemaha Marysville, Centralia Valley Heights.
Rossville Silver Lake.
Rossville Silver Lake. Thank you.
Yep.
But the game that we chose was Riverside at Jackson Heights. And the reason why, there were so many implications in this game, but both coaches in their coaches' shows this week, both of them said, listen, this is a big hyped game, but let's be honest, this game really doesn't mean a whole lot in the grand scheme of things. And I like that mentality from a coach. But us media guys, we love to hype it up.
Yeah, we do.
Because now, the winner of this game is going to have the inside track for the NEKL because they got the head-to-head matchup. They're both in 1A East. And so being undefeated going into the postseason means home field advantage throughout. So it was a big-time game. And, by the way, Heights has won the last couple, but Riverside had won the previous few before that. This is kind of becoming a rivalry, which, for maybe people that don't remember before Riverside consolidated, Wathena and Jackson Heights was a big rivalry back in the 90s and before. It's just coming back, dude. I love it.
It is. No, this was a big game, and obviously it's the first game of the season, so as the coach has said, it's something that you just can't place a lot of stock into, but it was. It was a big matchup. I think the last week we talked about it. The winner of this game, you start off on the right foot, you gain a little confidence. Jackson Heights, their season ended just abruptly, and it left a bad taste in their mouth. They had something to prove to come out this season and say, hey, we're back. We learned from it. Let's go. Riverside, I think this was a big game for them just from a confidence perspective. If you can knock off one of the better teams that's been in the league the last several years, your confidence goes through the roof. So it was a big game. There was really a lot on the line for a week one matchup. And this game, so as we kind of dive into it a little bit, I think it was, I would have liked to have seen this matchup in week six, where teams iron out the kinks a little bit.
Sure.
You could tell tonight it was the first game.
Yeah.
First quarter was just kind of, it was played between the 40-yard lines, honestly. Yeah.
Turnovers. Yeah. On downs.
Yeah. It just didn't have any sort of flow, which is typical for the first game. But here's kind of how it started. Riverside, first possession, nothing really happened. They went for it, fourth and three from their own 35. Jackson Heights defense steps up, turnover on downs. Jackson Heights, they come back, turnover on downs. They went for it, fourth and 11, incomplete pass. So nothing going early.
Yeah.
Second possession, Riverside fumbles. Jackson Heights recovers. Jackson Heights second possession, turnover on downs.
Yeah.
Just back and forth, nothing really going. The Jackson Heights third possession, they got a kind of a bust out play. Drake Melly's quarterback for Jackson Heights, big run, 45 yards to get the ball outside of those 40-yard lines. They get it down to Riverside's 18. They hit Austin Zeller across the middle for a completed pass, and then Melly's caps it off, 3-yard touchdown. So that kind of got the scoring going for Jackson Heights, and Riverside just couldn't get anything going offensively at all. And it was a 7-0 game at the end of the first quarter. Riverside's still in it. One thing I will say, and I just hope this young man is okay.
Yep.
Maddox Mears went down for Riverside first quarter, about halfway through.
Yeah.
Ended up riding the Gator off the field, and I'm sure that was a blow to Riverside.
No doubt.
Psyche a little bit. One of your top guys goes down, and he's had some issues with injuries. I feel so bad for that young man. So hopefully it's nothing serious. He can get back on the field. But obviously that kind of felt like a little bit of a deflating moment for Riverside, and I just don't think they ever got back from that.
I would agree. I mean, I think that was that pivotal point in this game. And a lot of people would say, well, he wasn't a skill position guy. He plays the edge. He's an offensive lineman, blah, blah. Maddox Mears is almost kind of like the heart and soul of this team a little bit.
He's a leader.
He's a leader. Yeah. He's battled. You mentioned his injury, been plagued by those in the past as well. And he was poised to have a big year, be a huge part of this
huge
team.
Yep.
And again, like you said, we can't speculate. We won't speculate what the injury was, where he's at. But we definitely hope that he is going to heal up quickly and be able to get back out there. But that was a turning point in that game, I think. When you lose a leader like that, you know, it's tough to get the troops rallied around again.
Yeah.
When you don't have, you know, Mel Gibson in the middle of Braveheart on his horse, you know, rallying the troops.
Yes. A little different.
Yeah. You just got a horse out there and there's no Mel Gibson ain't on there.
Yeah. It's hard to
get after it. So, you know, again, I feel bad for that, but you can't take anything away from Jackson Heights. Their defense tonight impressed the heck out of me because this is a team that lost some key contributors from a season ago. And to be quite honest with you, going into this game, I was looking at these two teams, and I was really, really liking Riverside's offense and Jackson Heights' offense. And I thought, okay, both these, you know, which defense is going to step up?
Yeah.
And I really think Jackson Heights' defense impressed me a lot tonight with their speed.
Yeah.
And that was a physical game from both sides as well.
I was more impressed with Jackson Heights' defense than I was their offense.
Sure.
And that's typical, though. I mean, it's the first game of the season, so
you're
not firing on all cylinders, but their defense was incredibly physical. And they lost some size off of that defense last year.
Sure.
I mean, there was dudes that were little guys that were out there just cracking helmets and big hits, and there was a couple right in front of us where we're like, wow, their speed to the ball is really, really good. And then they're physical. They finish plays.
Yeah.
So their defense was on point. And I think the offense is going to come that's going to come with practice and games underneath your belt. But Riverside offensively, they just couldn't quite get anything going. And here's if you want to kind of find a silver lining, if you're Riverside's head coach, you're going to go in the locker room and say, okay, we 21-0, we got shut out. Offense wasn't great, But Riverside defense held Jackson Heights to three scores.
Correct.
That's huge over what Jackson Heights' offensive output was last year.
Shut them out in the second half.
Yep.
Which last year, that was kind of Jackson Heights' M.O.
Yeah.
Like
they run away.
They run away from games. And I do want to parlay onto that offense for Riverside a little bit. Elijah Moore is an amazing athlete.
Yeah.
And it takes 3 to 4 guys to bring him down.
He's a horse.
And I'm going to, and this is a massive compliment. A buddy of ours, we were standing next to him, and he looks over at me and he goes, I didn't realize Jerome Bettis was playing for Riverside tonight.
Who's the tank in the backfield?
I mean, he's a large human being that can, he's got shifty feet.
Yes.
He's got speed.
Yeah.
And again, that's a big credit to Jackson Heights for rallying to the football. Because there was a couple times there were some one-on-one tackles, and Elijah Moore is going to win a one-on-one tackle every single time.
Yeah.
But where I would see that Coach Payton, they're going to go to the drawing board on the offensive side of it and just say, okay, this is what we got to work on. That's why week one is so important. You know, jamborees are great.
Yeah.
But no jamboree is going to prepare you for this kind of a heavyweight battle.
Yeah.
And I agree with you. I would much rather them schedule this game in week 6, week 7. Now, granted, because of districts now and different things, you can't. But it would be way, way more better.
Way more better.
To see that matchup down the line and see when both teams are firing on all cylinders, what kind of a game that could be. Because, I mean, maybe it still is the same style of game where one team, you know, Riverside had a fumble that you mentioned. I mean, losing the turnovers, stuff like that, that's a big loss when you have those kind of moments. And that's what Coach Payton said in his coach's show, and he said that to us last week as well, saying, we got to limit our shooting ourselves in the foot.
Yeah,
and you got to play a perfect game in order to put, because he's going to say they didn't play well. I guarantee you that Coach Caleb Wick from Jackson Heights is going to say they didn't play great.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's what makes this game so great, and that's why I'm so excited that we're back in football in week one.
I know. Well, and I tell you, look at this Riverside team in 4 weeks, and that offense is going to be way different than it was tonight.
100%.
Beckham Griffin, the quarterback from Riverside,
stud.
He is a stud. He is a big dude. He can get out on the edge. He can run the ball. Threw some passes tonight that were great. I mean, he's going to be okay. This offense is going to be fine. It is the first game of the season.
Right.
They still got a ton of football ahead of them.
Both coaches said it before the game. They said, listen, this is not a make or break game for our seasons. We're the ones, media, we're the ones hyping this thing up.
Yeah.
Both of these teams will make a push into the postseason. Mark that words, 9:47, September the 5th. Both these teams are going to be talked about deep
late
into November.
Yeah, for sure.
We will be discussing both of these teams. But that was our game of the week tonight. Congratulations, actually, Kim Mellies, who found us. And it was, there was a lot of people, Boz, that were not happy because you hadn't shown up yet.
Yep.
And I got there a little bit earlier than you, which is unusual.
Very, very unusual.
And they're saying, oh, this is your game of the week. You're wearing your Ravens shirt. I'm like, yep. Not time yet, though. I'm sorry. Boz is not here.
On the clock.
Boz is not here yet. So there's a lot of people I know that I made upset. But Kim Mellies, congratulations. You win a $50 gift certificate to Wholehearted Farms. And they got great tallow products, amazing chapsticks. They've got beef for sale, beef bundles, sirloin steaks, rump roast, anything that you can think of. Check out wholeheartedfarms.com and get your order in. So congratulations again. Kim Mellies winning that $50 gift certificate. We'll post that picture on our social media a little bit later on tonight as our winner this week. So that means next week you can find Boz and I, and we'll have a $50 gift certificate for you as well. We'll discuss what potential games that will be a little bit later on in the show. But Boz, we got to step aside for another break. And when we come back, we'll have some recaps from around the area. We'll check out scores that we still need, scores that we have, and get your nominations in. Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness of Sabetha, game ball of the night. It's the first time ever that we are actually giving away something tangible.
Yeah.
It is a football. Excuse me. If you're on the Facebook live feed and you're just hopping in with us, this football right here, okay, will be going to a student athlete that is nominated by you, the listener, you, the fan. So you can put it in the chat on our Facebook feed for a nomination. You can also call us on the Giant Communications Hotline. It's open for you right now at 785-547-3461. Again, 785-547-3461. Boz and I will be back here momentarily. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on Cantaland Radio.
How do I open up a checking account?
Hi, I'm Canyon Olberding, and at Community National Bank, to open a checking account, you will need two forms of ID and $100.
I'm Oakley Melvin. Opening an account down here is super quick and easy, and we can help you with online banking, checking your balances, getting funds moved around where they need to be.
Welcome home to Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dropping cash before even testing the vibe?
Nope.
We're out here giving people their first bill free. No contracts, no cap. Just internet fast enough to stream, game, and scroll endlessly all night long. We don't judge, we just commit. So now's the time. Sign up and get your first bill on us. Not even an install fee. Easy win. Hit us up and lock it in. Visit GiantCom, that's 2m.net/firstbillonus. Giant Communications, keeping you connected to what's most important.
It's true. Many of us spend more time thinking about our next vacation than we do preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. Hi, this is Brad Edwards with the Edward Jones in Hiawatha. Together, we can give your long-term strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by my office here in Hiawatha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Jeff Russell in Sabetha. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Looking for fast, friendly service just south of Holton? Well, stop in at the Pumps, powered by B&P Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you're filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. Local people, local service, keeping Jackson County moving every single day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access. And don't forget about full service Fridays. At the Pumps, we're here to keep you fueled.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received a Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit mconunderground.com.
Life better with American Family Insurance. Because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
All right, here we go. Back at it right here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz, and it's week number one of the high school football season, and we've got people jumping in the chat, Boz, that are former high school athletes, really good ones at that, and giving shout-outs to their alma mater. And also a shout out to their current program.
That's right. I love it. I'm sporting it right here. If you're watching on Facebook,
shout out Brandon Schmelzley jumping into the chat saying, how about those Eagles? And then he threw in a, what was it?
A Fitty Burger.
No, well, I mean, yeah, they did
yeah,
that.
They did.
But what did he throw in is what I said.
Rock chalk.
There you go. Okay, I just wanted to make sure you got that.
Yeah, I just said that.
Oh, okay.
Let's say it again. Rock chalk. Rock chalk.
Sorry, something's happening. I can't. Anyway, how about some scores, Boz? What do we got?
All right, here's what we have tonight. Axtell. There it is. There it is. We're back. Everything's right in the world
yep,
right now.
Yep.
The Screech is back.
We're
Axtell
good.
Gets
we're
the
good.
Win tonight, 52-6 over Lynn. Onega starts the season off
Buffalo.
With a win. They get a win over Donovan West, 14-6. Centralia defeats Valley Heights, 28-14. Hanover, they get the win over El Saline, 32-8. Washington County, all over Blue Valley tonight, 52-28. Jackson Heights with the shutout win over Riverside, 21-0. Another shutout on the night, JCN. Over Mar Hill Mount Academy, 40-0. Royal Valley gets the win over Hiawatha, 36-18. Sabetha defeats Holton, 28-16. Another shutout, Nemaha Central over Marysville, 48-0. Close game early in the season still, but this is a huge win.
Oh, come on now.
For this program. Jeff West,
the
they defeat Riley County, 14-13.
That's good.
Had two wins last season. They're starting off on the right foot tonight. St. Mary's, they defeat Perry LeCompton, 28-0. Ottawa gets the win over Atchison, 49-7. And BDS gets the win over Falls City Sacred Heart, 40-18.
All right, yeah, that mentioned or that last score right there. Hey, we know we've got a lot of love coming from Nebraska as well. So this season, as the scores come in on Friday nights from Nebraska, hey, you got some of them? Go ahead and send them in to us. We're definitely going to have those. We've got a recap from that game from our very own Randy Gatula coming up here in just a little bit as well. Boz, how about the scores that we still need, my friend?
And we still need a few. Big one I want to know about, Silver Lake Rossville.
Oh, Wade's still broadcasting that, I'm sure.
Okay, we need to get that when that, if it's not final, we need that score quick fast.
Quick fast!
Quick fast.
Watch your own bobber.
That's right. Clifton Clyde at Frankfort. We need that score.
That's a big game, too.
It's a huge game. McClouth at ACCHS. Valley Falls at Horton. Oskaloosa.
No, we got that one.
We did.
Valley Falls, 6. Horton, nothing.
Okay.
6-0 game for week 1. Highly competitive. And I had an inside source reach out to me and tell me Horton was driving towards the end of that game.
Ooh.
Fumbles the football. Valley Falls recovers it to seal the win on
the
road.
All right. Valley Falls
with
the
Dragons. Hey, they have tied now the amount of wins they had a season ago. Coach Hofstra and the Dragons, man, they're getting off to a good start.
I know. You were talking about them a couple weeks ago before the preview show.
My runner-up.
Yep. They were right. They were close.
It was up there.
All right. Oskaloosa at P. Ridge. We need that score. And Troy at Republic County.
Come on with it. Where's Jasper at?
I don't know.
Come on, Jasper.
I think he's got our number. He could text us.
Easily.
That'd be easy.
He's at Republic County. That's a long ride home. You know he's listening to the show. Come on, coach.
Yeah, he should be.
Give us the score. All right. We got an opportunity now to get into some recaps. Before we do so, Boz, I hope you wrote the number down because I'm going to throw it at you, and I hope you got a good memory. Giant Communications Hotline is open for you. If you got some of those scores, give them to us. Otherwise, we need some nominees for this Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness game ball for tonight. Plenty of great football happening tonight. Great plays, great players making those plays. We got to give somebody a game ball away. Why not somebody from your area that you were rooting on here tonight? Doesn't matter if it's a win or a loss, if they played well in your eyes, give them some love. Give us a call on the Giant Communications Hotline at
785-547-3461.
Now you found it.
I did.
Let's go.
You were looking at me like I was reading that from memory or something.
Yeah. You're too old to have a good memory like
that.
Yeah,
I know, dude.
785-547-3461. Give us a call. Let Kurt Kilman write down your nominee for the game ball here tonight. Two nominees that we have so far tonight, Drake Mellies from Jackson Heights and also Tatum Eisenbarth from Jackson Heights. Are the two nominees that have been nominated so far tonight?
We got one more.
Who else we got?
Carter Hike. Hut. 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 Carter Hike is on the list, too. I got three.
I didn't see that. I'm sorry.
No, you're not paying attention.
I'm not.
You want me to tell you what these guys did?
Give me some stats.
Actually, I don't have Drake's stats, though.
We're
going to have to come back to that one. I do. I did write this one down right away. And because we were listening to the end of the broadcast, post-game show, and they mentioned Drake Melly's player of the game.
Yeah.
Maybe a little controversial early on in the season.
Extremely controversial.
We're gonna say that.
Yes.
The nominee that I went ahead and wrote him down, Tatum Eisenbarth.
Tater.
Here's the deal. Young man from Jackson Heights. He's a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
First game of his high school career, under the lights, varsity football. He rushes the ball 8 times for 100 yards.
Come on.
And you watch this young man. He's a little guy, and he is fast. He's a little guy. He's not big beef in the backfield. This dude is just fast.
Yeah.
He is fast.
Quick fast.
Yeah. So, yeah, we got Tatum Eisenbarth, Carter Hike.
Hut, hut.
He had 19 rushes tonight for 106 yards, 3 touchdowns, one of those being a 75-yard kickoff return for a touchdown, 5 of 6 passing for 94 yards.
Dude's all-purpose yards is over 300.
Oh, it's – so you've heard us talk Carter Hike. I mean, he's there every time. And the numbers he's been putting up in his high school career are ridiculous.
Sure.
I mean, it's off the charts. So – great start for Carter Hike this season.
Dude, I just got two more that came in right now.
Okay.
Got Austin Zeller, Jackson Heights, acrobatic touchdown catch.
He did. Went up and got it.
Very much so. And good defensive effort as well. And Tegan Bauhey from Jackson Heights.
All right.
Playing the middle linebacker for the Cobras. Had the tall task of going up against Mr. Elijah from Riverside and had a good night defensively for the Cobras. So, for right now, we got a lot of green and gold on this sheet.
There is. We need to get, just spread the love a little bit.
And I'm just going to tell y'all that are listening right now thinking, man, you guys, that was your game of the week. You're putting these – we didn't pick these people.
Yeah.
They were given to us. So, if you want somebody on this list as well that you haven't heard their name of yet, by all means, it's on you. You give us a shout. You let us know. What's that phone number, Boz?
785-547-3461.
All right, let's get to some recaps now. The game we talked about, we broke it down. How about the perspective from the man that called it on 103.9 KNZA, as well as on the Cobra Channel? Brandon Tabin, our amazing sports director, gives you his first football recap of the season.
One of the most highly anticipated matchups here in week one on KNZA and the Cobra Channel took place outside of Jackson Heights High School, where the defending league champion Cobras played host to the Riverside Cyclones. And it was all about defense for about 75% of this game, but the big stretch and the important stretch for the Cobras came at the end of the first quarter going into halftime. It was a little bit sluggish early. Multiple turnover on downs between the two teams, even a lost fumble by Riverside, including a punt in the first 5 or 6 possessions. But finally, Jackson Heights late in the first quarter, a Drake Melly's 3-yard run, which capped off a 66-yard drive. They took a 7-0 lead into the second quarter. 2 possessions in the second quarter for the Cyclones, a punt and a turnover. 2 possessions for the Cobras, a Drake Melly's touchdown pass to Austin Zeller from 12 yards out, and then another one from 4 yards out to Sir Peak, 21-0 at the break, and that would be the final score as Jackson Heights with the shutout efforts in week one to get their season off in the right direction. Again, 21-0 the final score, and Drake Melly's sensational quarterback finishing unofficially tonight, 18 carries, 66 yards, and a score. He was 4 of 10 passing, 36 yards, and 2 touchdowns, also adding an interception on defense in the fourth quarter. Tatum Eisenbarth, the 5'7 freshman, 8 carries for 100 yards. He had a 64-yard run late in the game to help ice the rest of that clock and get the Cobras the victory. Beckham Griffin, quarterback for Riverside, 16 carries, 33 yards, 5 of 16 passing, 76 yards. He had 3 turnovers and just nothing doing for the Riverside offense here tonight. So Jackson Heights, the 21-0 victory in week 2. Jackson Heights will go on the road to Moorhill Mounts Academy. Riverside will look to bounce back as they have their first home game against Atchison County. Then the final score on KNZA, Jackson Heights 21 and Riverside nothing. I'm Brady Tammer reporting for the High School Scoreboard Show.
All right, B-Tad, thank you very much for that. Boz, we don't really have to dive too much into that because you've already given our perspective of it.
Yep.
With Jackson Heights winning that game 21-0. Again, that was on 103.9 KNZA as well as on the Cobra channel. How about a couple channels duking it out here tonight? It was the Houlton Wildcats, my dark horse pick of the season, heading up 75 Highway to take on their rival, Sabetha. This was on the Houlton and Sabetha channels. Justin Fluke on the call.
For the third straight season, the Sabetha Blue Jays defeated the Houlton Wildcats. This year, the final 28-16. The tone was set at the start of the game and the start of the second half. Sabetha defense forcing a three and out to begin the night and then driving 52 yards in nine plays to get a 9-yard touchdown run by Will Boos. Next drive, they would turn Houlton over on downs near midfield and take advantage of a short 45-yard field, a 1-yard quarterback sneak by Micah Lang, and the Blue Jays were up 14-0. It stayed that way through halftime, and in the first play of the third quarter, some trickery. Sabetha, a halfback pass from Cole Minold to Charlie Luker. 60-yard bomb made it 21-0. Houlton then fumbled, their only turnover of the night. 2 minutes later, the Blue Jays scored again on a Voos 3-yard touchdown run to lead 28-0, and it was all over except the final score. Houlton would get the last two touchdowns on an Alec Frazier 8-yard quarterback keeper and then an Andrew Shoup 28-yard touchdown with just 35 seconds to go. Houlton converted a couple 2-point conversions as their kicker Corbin Wilson left the game early. Houlton had 301 yards rushing on 60 carries. Alec Frazier was 70 yards. Cale Frazier was 62. Andrew Shoup led the Wildcats with 84 yards on the ground. But Houlton plagued it by 7 penalties for 47 yards, a couple that derailed drives, one that took away a score. Sabetha ended up with 267 total yards, 174 on the ground, 93 in the air. They threw a couple second-half interceptions, both snagged by Jarrett Abel of Houlton, but the Blue Jays really didn't hurt themselves, only 4 penalties, and a big night for the running back Will Voos, who had 106 yards on 21 carries and 2 touchdowns. Sabetha, 1-0, will be at Perry next week. Houlton, 0-1, will host Riley County. For the Scoreboard Show, I'm Justin Fluke reporting on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Fluke, thank you very much for that recap. Third straight year that the Blue Jays have defeated the Wildcats here tonight, 28-16, that final score once again. How about we go over to the NEKL once again? Boz, you want to check in on your dark horse of the season?
I do.
All right, Mr. Tom Counts back on it. How about his first recap of the year? It was JCN hosting Mar Hill Mount Academy on 93.7 KAIR.
We were down in Winchester, Kansas tonight at Riley Field, where the Northeast Kansas League saw the season opener between Mar Hill Mount Academy and Jefferson County North, and it was JCN in front of a nice crowd who saw 5 different players go into the end zone and knocked off Mar Hill Mount Academy 40-0. Basically, 2 first half possessions for the Chargers, ending both in touchdowns. First one, a run by Merrick Knoll, then a run by Knox Heston. The next 3 scores, Will Elias, a 7-yard run, Nick Cahill ran it in, and then in the last minute of the game, Kyle Burnett, a 23-yard pick 6. Jefferson County North with a 1-0 start to the season. MHMA starting off 0-1. Final score once more in Winchester. It was the Chargers 40, the Ravens nothing. Tom Couch reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Tom, thank you very much for that. We're going to have a conversation with Tom because by the end of last year, he was having some fun with his recaps, you know, talking to us.
Oh yeah.
It was great recap.
Yeah.
But he didn't say hi to you.
I know he didn't. He left us out.
He did. We're gonna have to send him a message or something. Good recap there, Tom, and a big win for your dark horse out the gate for
Telling
the Chargers.
You, watch out, JCN, they're back.
They're back. All right, now how about we check in Royal Valley at Hiawatha, Big East League battle. This was on the Hiawatha channel. Seth Tollison on the call for this one. A great game between these two.
It was a beautiful night in Hiawatha for the opening night of the high school football season as the Redhawks hosted the Panthers of Royal Valley in a Big East battle. As it was a close game to start, Royal Valley got the opening lead 8-0, but Hiawatha would come back and tie it 8-all. And then it was Royal Valley taking a lead 14-8. And then an 80-yard kickoff return for a touchdown by Ethan Morton gave Hiawatha the lead 15-14 off of the extra point. Another field goal, a 27-yard field goal by Leighton Moore gave the Redhawks the 18-14 lead. Second half, it was a tale of two halves, as it was all Royal Valley second half. They would get three touchdowns on their first three drives. As far as Hiawatha, their four drives went turnover on downs, interception, and then punt. Royal Valley would end the game in victory formation, and they would win it 36-18. So Royal Valley starts the season 1-0. Hiawatha falls to 0-1. Again, your final from Hiawatha. Royal Valley wins it 36-18. I'm Seth Tollison reporting for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
All right, Seth, thank you very much for that recap. As you mentioned, Royal Valley picking up the road win here tonight against Hiawatha. And our final recap, we're going to take it up to Nebraska as we have Fall City Sacred Heart. Randy Gatula, welcome back in to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, my friend.
School football played at Shickley Friday night. The Sacred Heart Irish came out on the short end of a 40-18 score, losing to the BDS Eagles. Levi Candler, the quarterback for BDS, scored four rushing touchdowns, 11 yards, 16, 21, and 42. Scoring for the Irish came on a 31-yard pass play from Brendan Lemron to Cole Taft, then a double pass play, Cole Taft to Kyler Sipple. Elijah Canonico added the third scoring touchdown for the Irish. A hard-fought contest for three quarters. It was tied at 18 in the third, but then BDS came on with four scores late in the ballgame and pulled away for a 40-18 score. Reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Randy Gatula.
All right, Randy, thank you very much for that. And I said welcome back, Boz, because it's been a while since we've had Randy Gatula here on the Scoreboard Show.
Yeah.
Last time he's given us a recap, I would guess it's probably been at least 6 or 7 years from that. Randy Gatula, one of the most seasoned broadcasters in not just Northeast Kansas or Southeast Nebraska, in the Midwest. Him and John Nixon combined for over 100 years of broadcasting experience. You throw Tom Couch in there as well.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, we got over 150 years of combined experience between those three. How blessed are we? All right, that'll do it for all of our recaps. Bob, before we go to our next break, do we have all the scores? Or we still need some scores.
We need two. Oskaloosa at Pea Ridge and Silver Lake Rossville. I don't know if that's over yet or not.
The last update I had from that War on 24 was Rossville up 4 with 4 minutes to go, but that was about 10 minutes ago when I got that update. So we still wait for those two scores. We got everybody else. We'll tell you all the other scores when we come back from our next break. Got to step aside here real quickly once again. Give you time to get up and stretch a little bit, maybe. You can go ahead and jump. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. Welcome back to football season, everybody.
How do I open up a checking account?
Hi, I'm Tanya Nolberding, and at Community National Bank, to open a checking account, you will need two forms of ID and $100.
I'm Oakley Melvin. Opening an account down here is super quick and easy, and we can help you with online banking, checking your balances, getting funds moved around where they need to be.
Welcome home to Community National Bank. You feel right at home, Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat, like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich, like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Farmers, it's go time, and Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to keep your harvest running without a hitch. Their expert technicians are putting in extra hours to minimize downtime and get you back in the field fast. Built by farmers for farmers, Bruna Implement knows what it takes to keep things moving. Visit your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska. Bruna Implement, wishing you a safe and successful harvest season.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? How much should you take out and when? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor Shannon Wright. Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Call Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Brad Edwards in Hiawatha, or me, Shannon Wright in Holden. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Dropping cash before even testing the vibe? Nope. We're out here giving people their first bill free. No contracts, no caps. Just internet fast enough to stream, game, and scroll endlessly all night long. We don't judge, we just connect. So now's the time. Sign up and get your first bill on us. Not even an install fee. Easy win. Hit us up and lock it in. Visit GiantCom, that's 2m.net/firstbillonus. Giant Communications, keeping you connected to what's most important.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, we're back at it here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake. That's Boz. Boz, say hey.
Hey, everybody.
And we've got great games. Speaking of great games, before we get into scores, overtime for the second year in a row right now for the War on 24.
Expect anything less?
No, I don't. 21-21, Silver Lake, Rossville. Hey, if you want to listen to us while watching that game, guess what? We have a brand new Silver Lake channel. Go to team1sports.com, search Silver Lake underneath the high school link, and you can watch overtime. Wade Gerstner covering that on the Silver Lake channel. Again, our fifth live streaming platform on the MSC Radio Network. It's an amazing addition, and so great that it's the War on 24 to get it started.
Absolutely. What is that? The inaugural broadcast of the Silver Lake Channel is an overtime game against Rossville?
Come on with it.
Yeah.
All right. How about the scores for tonight, my man?
Okay. Here's what we got. Axtell, they defeat Lynn 52-6. Onega gets a big win to start the season against Donovan West 14-6. Just got this score in. Big time game. We're going to talk about that here in a minute. Clifton, Clyde, Frankfort. Both these teams getting a little bit of love as far as preseason state rankings.
Sure.
Yeah. Frankfort, every publication we looked at, Frankfort was above Clifton Clyde. Clifton Clyde gets the win tonight, 34-28 in overtime.
Ooh,
against Frankfort. And I'm a fan of Frankfort.
Yeah.
Fighting Wes Anderson.
That's right.
Man, that kid's
your inaugural dark horse.
Absolutely. He's a heck of a quarterback. But Clifton Clyde gets the win tonight. Centralia, they defeat Valley Heights 28-14. Hanover gets the win over El Saline 32-8. Washington County, they defeat Blue Valley 52-28. Jackson Heights gets the win over Riverside 21-0. ACCHS, they get a win, a big one. And actually, this one maybe surprised me a little bit, just the way that score. A little offsided. ACCHS, almost, there's too many ACCCCHS. They get the win over McLeod 40.
I promise people, when we are in the off season, Mazda, I mean, it's like Sylvan learning that I'm doing with him, trying to get him to,
slow down.
Yeah, just try to help out with that a little bit.
You're not helping.
Get him there.
You're not helping.
ACCHS.
I know. I get to go, and it's just there's ACCCCC. Anyways, they defeat McLeod tonight, 40-20. Valley Falls, they get the win over Horton, 6-0. JCN, they shut out Mar Hill Mount Academy 40-0. Another overtime game. We did get the score. I don't know how we got it. Did Coach shoot that score in?
No.
Okay. Republic County, they get the win over Troy 34-28 in overtime. Handful of overtime games.
Week one,
baby. Start this season out. Royal Valley, they defeat Hiawatha 36-18. Sabetha gets the win over Holton 28-16. Nemaha Central, all over Marysville tonight, 48-0. Jeff West, big win for them.
One point
win over Riley County, 14-13. St. Mary's, they defeat Perry LeCompton, 28-0. Ottawa gets the win over Atchison, 49-7. And Falls City, Sacred Heart, they fall tonight to the BDS Eagles, 40-18.
All right, so only have one score.
Well, we got two.
Oh, we got
still,
two.
Still
need Oskaloosa.
We need Oskaloosa, Pea Ridge, Silver Lake, Rossville.
All right. One of those games we know still in progress.
Yeah.
And we will have that final. Heck, this show might be over by the time that game's over.
I know. They're getting it after overtime. That's
right. Might go to double overtime the way those teams play. Let me tell you about it. All right. We've got our preview of next week already. Crazy how we were excited about week one. Yeah, week one's over. Time to look at week two. Is it important for teams to put too much stock into week one?
Who's answering that question?
You as a fan and as a broadcaster.
No, I don't think week one is indicative of how your season's going to go. One win or one loss at the beginning of the season doesn't define your season.
Sure.
So to me, it can set you up. You can gain a ton of confidence with that first win, get it under your belt. But I think if you drop that first game, it's okay. You know what you got to work on. It's a long season. You got to worry about it.
Okay. I like it. You can always call us on the always open for you right now, Giant Communications Hotline, as that is open for you for a nominee, because after this next break, Boz will be awarding our first ever game ball to a student athlete in our area. If you're on our Facebook Live feed and haven't seen it yet, I'm putting it up on the screen right now. Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness of Sabetha, game ball winner. We'll announce that after this next break. We'll give you a rundown of who we have so far. And that list has grown immensely since the last time we've talked about it.
It has. Got somebody called in, gave us some nominees, which is what we love. Let's start at the top, though. Tatum Eisenbarth, young man from Jackson Heights. He had 8 rushes for 100 yards. He also had a 64-yard run. Carter Hike, Nemaha Central, 19 rushes for 106 yards, 3 touchdowns, 75-yard kickoff return was one of those TDs, 5 of 6 passing for 94 yards and a touchdown. Big night for Carter Hike. Drake Mellies from Jackson Heights, I did find some stats I wrote down earlier.
Good job.
18 rushes for 66 yards and a touchdown, 4 for 10 passing, 2 TDs, so 3 on the night for Mellies. Austin Zeller, that young man, he had a ball game. It may not have been the wow game, but he had a couple big plays there.
Yep.
One was a touchdown catch in the end zone. Drake Mellies kind of threw it up for grabs. Zeller's a, 6'4 guy now?
I would say 6'5 just so he doesn't get mad at you.
I'm going to say 6'4. I don't think he's 6'5 yet.
Right, I'm saying 6'5 just to be on his good side.
We'll see if we can find that out for you. But he went up, just out-jumped the defender, brought down the ball for a touchdown. So big night for Austin Zeller. Teagan Bauhey, Jackson Heights, had a big night defensively. This dude was making some tackles, making some hits. And then we've got Will Voos from Sabetha, 106 yards rushing with 2 touchdowns. And then we got a slew of ACCHS nominees.
Slew of them.
A bunch of them. I love it.
And you got it right.
I did. Max Butteroff, he had 3 touchdowns tonight, also had a bunch of tackles. Tony Falk, also ACCHS. He had a rushing touchdown tonight. Rance Vesser, he had a rushing touchdown. And Riley Kessinger, he just had a good game overall. So we got a bunch of dudes from ACCHS. We got a lot of nominees tonight.
Yes.
Still got time to add more.
Got time to add more. 785-547-3461. The Giant Communications Hotline is open for you. Make sure you call that. Come on, call Kurt up. He looks bored in the other room. Bozzy?
He needs to answer the phone.
Yeah, he's nodding his head saying, come on, I'm ready to answer a phone. Get in there. Call him. 785-547-3461. Give your nominee. Or you can put it in our chat on Facebook as well to be entered in. I mean, obviously, Boz and I have been, our phones have been lighting up our cell phones too with text messages. So I guess if you got our number, that counts too.
Yeah.
To shoot us a message.
You could do that.
For somebody as well. Updated final score. We've got all final scores for the night.
Okay.
Oskaloosa, 38. Pleasant Ridge, 17.
Good game.
And the war on 24 is over. Last year, Silver Lake upends Rossville in overtime by an extra point.
Yeah, I don't remember.
This year, Rossville 28, Silver Lake 27. Ooh. On an extra point in overtime to win the war on 24.
Wow. I love it. I love it.
Flip the script, my yep. man.
I don't care if one of those teams is not even expected to do much that season. Maybe they graduate a huge class and everybody says, well, they're just not going to be as good. It doesn't matter. These two teams get together. Mm. It is a battle.
Look out. All right. And just for clarification's sake, Austin Zeller listed at 6 foot. Four.
He's not that big yet.
All right, that's a perfect segue for us to go into our matchups for next week, because top matchup of the week is now 2-1-0 teams, Buzz.
Yeah, this is one we talked about a lot, and again, we're looking at week two. So obviously what happened tonight kind of dictated some of these matchups and what they could look like. First one we got, Rossville at St. Mary's. This is, Rossville's got to be riding high after the, it's just such a big rivalry. You knock off Silver Lake, they're 1-0, they've got an opportunity to go 2-0, and that kind of flipped the script. You talked about that tonight. You're flipping the script already from last year.
Yep.
They dropped their first three games of the season, make it to a sub-state championship game. So again, your first part of your season doesn't define all of it.
Right.
So now they have an opportunity to go 2-0, but they're facing a St. Mary's team. They got to win tonight against Perry LeCompton, who might be down a little bit, but you still got to get that first win under your belt. That's a big win for St. Mary's, just from a confidence perspective, and moving forward into week two, they got an opportunity to start out 2-0 this season if they can get Rossville next week.
All right, now the next big game. Now again, these are all prospective games that Boz and I will be at tonight. Kim Melly's the winner at our Ross or Riverside at Jackson Heights game of a $50 gift certificate to Wholehearted Farm LLC. Next week, can't tell you what the gift card is because that'll give away where we're going.
That's right.
So, first potential matchup, Rossville, St. Mary's, at St. Mary's. This next matchup, extremely important now for one of these teams.
And it's crazy we're talking about how important these games are early in the season, but they just are. Next one, this is going to be a big one, Silver Lake at Nemaha Central. I kind of feel like that's a developing rivalry as well.
Sure.
You know, those are two top quality teams. Nemaha Central trying to, I don't want to say get back on track. You win two state titles, you go to the championship game, you lose it. It's not getting back on track, but maybe back to their run towards a state title. They got a big win tonight. That was a revenge game. Marysville, I talked to some guys last year, and they said Marysville, they were just more physical.
Yeah.
They beat us up. So tonight, Nemaha Central takes care of business. Absolutely throttle Marysville. Now they're going to face Silver Lake. Coming off of a loss, overtime loss, going to Nemaha.
Yep.
It would have been a good start if they beat Rossville, but now all of a sudden, you got to right the ship. I mean, it's a big game. You don't want to start out your season 0-2. They've got Osage City and Council Grove at the end of the season.
Districts.
In districts. So man, you got to find a way to get the first win.
And a complete opposite for these teams from last year.
Yeah.
Because you mentioned it. Nemaha lost their first game against Marysville.
Yeah.
Silver Lake went high-emotion win against Rossville their first game. It was at Silver Lake. Again, Silver Lake on a high, big win. Nemaha Central came in after getting beaten the week before and took it to them on their own turf.
Yeah.
Flip that script this year. Nemaha, big-time win week one. Silver Lake, deflating loss week one. Silver Lake going on the road to Nemaha. That's a game potentially next week for us.
Absolutely.
As our game of the week. And a big thing for Nemaha as well, because they've got to save, or because Silver Lake mentioning about their two potential losses being 0-2, then Osage City Council Grove. I mean, you got Nemaha Central that's got to play Rossville in week three. Chanute in the next couple weeks as well. There's neither one of these teams have an easy schedule playing in the Big East and in their own districts. How about our next game? That is a potential one. Home game this time, not having to travel to Missouri.
Yeah, and this one's one we looked at simply from the perspective. This was a rough game last year for this team. Centralia versus Mid-Buchanan. Out-of-state school, a powerhouse. Kind of took it to Centralia last year. Gave them their only loss. Centralia gets the win tonight against Valley Heights. That was the kind of the first hurdle. That game, and you mentioned it, I think, when I was reading scores. Centralia's beaten Valley Heights by a combined 8 points over the last two games.
Yeah.
Tonight, they kind of just took care of business. I mean, this is,
they won by 14.
Yeah. This team, Centralia, made it to a state title, didn't get that win. They're coming in this season, maybe with confidence. You make it to a state title game. You come into this season like, okay, let's go. We didn't finish the job. Now we got to get after it. So that's going to be a big game. I think really just confidence for Centralia. That's going to be a tough one. Mid-Buchanan beat them 41-6 last year.
And Mid-Buchanan is a powerhouse in Missouri.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, at what point was it? Mid to late October, maybe? You made the comment on this very show saying, I feel like we haven't talked a lot about Centralia.
I know. Yeah.
That season last year for them, they were under the radar, which how in the world can Centralia be under the radar?
Just period. How does that happen?
But they were, and they make it to a state title game.
We failed.
We did.
I think we failed.
Which is a big reason why we're like,
let's go.
2 weeks in a row, Centralia's on the big game of the week contest. So Centralia, Mid-Buchanan. That means next week, Boz and I will either be at Centralia hosting Mid-Buchanan, Silver Lake at Nemaha Central, or Rossville at St. Mary's. Those are the three games that Boz and I will be at. One of those, and you can win a $50 gift certificate just by showing up and saying, hey, is this your game of the week? It was a good start to the season for that tonight.
Yeah.
As I didn't know we were going to make it out of there okay. I was worried for a while because people were not happy that you were not there yet. Thankfully, that's a road, like a true distant road game for both of us. We'll arrive at the same time next week.
Yeah.
All right, before we get to our final break, just wanted to do this quickly of kind of where people were talking about with some of our local teams, because this is something that we obviously don't do state rankings here at the MSC Radio Group, and it's for the right reasons of we don't know Central Kansas, Western Kansas that well. I know enough to be dangerous, but not enough to rank people truly.
Yeah.
But some of these rankings, my man, had me so perplexed.
Yeah, it is different when you, and we looked at several different publications. We kind of had three that were really looked at, and we won't really just throw those out there, but 8-man division 2, no question. I mean, everybody's got Axtell at the top. They're the team you got to find a way to beat. But one of the publications had Victoria, who was in the state title game against Axtell. And yeah. I'm gonna tell you what, Victoria,
whew,
that team was huge.
Bring everybody back.
Victoria's going to be dangerous. Then you got Hanover, who lost tonight.
No, Hanover won.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Frankfort lost tonight. They were ranked number 4. Burlingame, number 5. Another publication, Axtell, they had Hanover 2, Victoria 3, Frankfort, again, at the 4 spot. They drop one tonight. Doesn't mean they... doesn't ruin the season, but
right.
Hodgman County, way out west. And then the third one, Axtell, Hanover, Victoria, Frankfort, again, number 4, and then Burlingame. So
sure.
A lot of the same schools in there, but there's just ones out west. I know Hodgman County, but I don't know really enough about them. Victoria, we've seen them. We know what they bring to the table.
8-man Division 1, nobody in the top 5, but others considered, only in 2 of the three publications was Clifton Clyde, who all they simply did tonight was beat the fourth-ranked across the board from these three publications, fourth-ranked team in A-Man Division II,
Frankfurt. Yeah. Big, big win to start the season for Clifton Clyde.
This is where it gets really interesting to me, is Class 1A, and this is where these three publications across the board, Boz, it is no doubt about it. It's the defending state champ, Conway Springs. I have no argument against that.
Sure.
How do you not rank the team that's the defending champs bringing a lot back at number one preseason? I'm okay with that.
Yeah, for sure.
But then look at the 2, 3, 4, 5s, and it is discombobulated.
All over the board. I'm just like looking at this now. All these different schools. You got one publication, Jackson Heights, number 2, Centralia, number 3, Rossville, and then Plainville. Another team, Rock Chalk. Throw that out there.
The Fighting Jared Casey's.
Jared Casey, baby, come on. So then you look at another publication, Rossville, number 2. Got the win tonight, overtime, big win for them. Plainville, number 3, Marion, number 4. Jackson Heights in this one, all the way down at number 5.
And no Centralia.
And no Centralia, not even there.
Not even considered.
No.
In the extra votes.
Yeah, then we got third one, had Conway Springs again, Centralia, Jackson Heights at 3. Pick Holgan. The other two didn't even have them in there.
Nope.
Pick Holgan, year after year, is always in the mix. And then Rossville at number 5. And now you throw in the others receiving votes. These are they're alphabetical when you look at it. So you look at one had Riverside, Troy, Valley Heights. Another one had JCN and McLouth in there.
Yeah.
So a lot of area teams making this list of preseason ranked teams.
A lot of love being shown in certain areas, but a lot of these, I'm just, again, scratching my head thinking, how do you not have, like, Opie is not even considered in any of these.
And has there been a time when they haven't been ranked?
Exactly.
Early?
And having Pitt Colgan in just one of the three as a team that is receiving votes.
Yeah.
It's mind-boggling. How about 2A, where it's similar to 1A, defending state champs? Across the board, number 1, I understand that for sure. How about the runner-up across the board, Nemaha Central, number 2? I'm okay with that. This is where, again, it gets a little bit interesting to me because they're all pretty familiar with the next few teams, whether it's Osage City, Beloit, and Hoisington. Garden Plains in there on one, and Humboldt as the 5 in the other one. But this is where it's interesting to me. And look how some of these teams responded tonight. Not a single publication at Silver Lake in the top 5. They were receiving votes in a couple. Riley County was receiving votes in 1, and they got beat tonight by Jeff West. Roll Valley was receiving votes. Sabetha receiving votes. St. Mary's receiving votes. All 3 of those teams, what'd they do tonight?
Got to win. Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, you start looking at all these. Really, the top 3, Osage City 3, Beloit 4, interchangeable on most of these publications. And Osage City, we see them, we get into districts, a really good football team. I think that here's what I want to say. The top 2 ranked teams, if you could kind of plan this out, imagine a rematch of the state title game last year. Nemaha Central, I just think they'd let that one get away from them. And I think everybody that was there, everybody involved in that game would probably agree with that. Tough way to go down. I think they got a chip on their shoulder. They want to get back to that title game, and I'd love to see that matchup.
I'm telling you right now, though, yes, Nemaha has the quote-unquote inside track on paper, right?
Yeah.
And they showed out tonight. But Osage City is a team I'm keeping my eye on.
Yeah.
Not a team we cover, but a team that Nemaha had to go to Osage last year, beat them late in the fourth quarter. It was a big-time game, and Osage brings a lot back, too.
Yeah.
That is a game, if we can predict a game to happen in November that I'm excited about.
Yeah.
I would like to think that there will be a Nemaha Osage take 2, and I'd be very excited to take in that game.
Absolutely.
All right, we got to get to 3A real quickly here, and 3A has some that are just receiving votes. Holton and Perry LeCompton, the only 2 3A schools, not in the top 5, but they were receiving votes in across 3 different publications for preseason rankings. Our final break, we come back, we're going to give away a game ball and an actual game ball for the first time ever here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. The Luker Chiropractic and Wellness game ball winner will be announced next, and we'll also break down Chiefs Ravens,
yeah.
As well as K-State and KU. We'll throw a little bit of Royals in even as well. Our final segment coming up next here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
How do I open up a checking account?
Hi, I'm Kenya Nilberding, and at Community National Bank, to open a checking account, you will need 2 forms of ID and $100.
I'm Oakley Melvin. Opening an account down here is super quick and easy, and we can help you with online banking, checking your balances, getting funds moved around where they need to be.
Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home,
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit mconunderground.com.
Looking for fast, friendly service just south of Holton? Well, stop in at the Pumps, powered by B&P Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you're filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. Local people, local service, keeping Jackson County moving every single day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access. And don't forget about full service Fridays. At the Pumps, we're here to keep you fueled.
Hello, my name is Stephanie Grove, and I'm a licensed holistic health coach and nutritional counselor at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialties include teaching our patients the importance of gut health, educating them about healthy metabolism, and inspiring them to reach their ideal weight. I enjoy working one-on-one with our patients and love tailoring individualized lifestyle plans to meet their expectations. Our consultations are free, so call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to get started today.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
Dropping cash before even testing the vibes? Nope. We're out here giving people their first bill free. No contracts, no caps. Just internet fast enough to stream, game, and scroll endlessly all night long. We don't judge, we just connect. So now's the time. Sign up and get your first bill on us. Not even an install fee. Easy win. Hit us up and lock it in. Visit GiantCom, that's 2m.net/firstbillonus. Giant Communications, keeping you connected to what's most important.
This is Dorsey Hall, CEO at Community National Bank. You're listening to Community National Bank High School School Board Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thank you, Dorsey, as always. It's been a while since I've gotten to say that, Buzz.
That's right.
A very long time. It's our final segment here of the Community National Bank High School School Board Show. We're glad you hung out with us here this evening. We have flown through this show, by the way.
I know. It's been good.
I mean, the way that our shows ended up being last year, every bit of 2 hours,
yeah.
That means we've got 37 minutes.
We've done that before, though. The show's not over yet.
How about some scores one final time, my man?
All right, scores from tonight. We got them all in, so here's what we have.
Oh, do we? Are you sure we've got them all in?
Yeah.
We actually have everybody?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. Come on, man. Axtell, they get the win. There it is, 52-6 over Lynn.
I was just delaying so I could get it pulled up.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, go ahead.
Onega, they defeat Donovan West 14-6. Clifton Clyde gets the victory over Frankfort 34-28 in overtime. Centralia, they get the win over Valley Heights 28-28. 14. Hanover defeats El Saline 32-8. Washington County, they defeat Blue Valley 52-28. Jackson Heights with the win over Riverside 21-0. ACCHS with
the
win. I just gotta slow down a little bit. They get the win over McLeod 40-20. Valley Falls victorious over Horton 6-0. JCN all over Moorhill Mount Academy.
The Chargers
40-0. Oskaloosa, they get the win against Pleasant Ridge 38-17. Another overtime game. Republic County, they defeat Troy 34-28. Royal Valley, they defeat Hiawatha 36-18. Sabetha gets the victory over Holton 28-16. Nemaha Central shuts out Marysville 48-0. 1-point victory tonight for Jeff West over Riley County 14-13.
Woo!
The War on 24 did not disappoint.
Oh, man.
Silver Lake Rossville.
Wow.
Rossville gets the 1-point win in overtime, 28-27 over Silver Lake. St. Mary's victorious over Perry Compton 28-0. Ottawa, they defeat Atchison.
The Phoenix.
Phoenix. Not super excited.
I don't think I can go the Phoenix next week.
Yeah. Ottawa gets them 49-7. And then Fall City Sacred Heart, they fall to the BDS Eagles tonight, 40-18.
All right. Those are your scores for tonight. And big thanks to Kurt Kilman, as always, for helping out with scores, and you, the listener, for getting those scores in here today. All right, before we give away our game ball, because, you know, we like to hold that carrot out for a little bit.
Yeah,
a little bit. And then we'll bring you in a little bit closer, and then we'll give it away. And this one's super fun, I think, because it's the Luca Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball winner gets a game ball.
The game ball gets a game ball.
I can't say enough, folks, how impressed I am with my partner for coming up with this idea.
Got to give him something.
And big ups, Luca Chiropractic and Wellness, for making this happen.
Heck yeah.
Us, the MSC Radio Group, Community National Bank, everybody making this such a great show, but then being able to do something tangible for these kids to have forever.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Absolutely.
All right, before we give that away, though, how about the nominees, Boss? Because your list has exploded.
It grew a little bit. Here's the nominees for tonight. Tatum Eisenbarth from Jackson Heights. Carter Hike from Nemaha Central. Drake Mellies from Jackson Heights. Austin Zeller from Jackson Heights. Tegan Bauhey from Jackson Heights.
Oh, where's he from?
Jackson Heights.
Sorry, you just said a lot of Jackson Heights.
A lot of Jackson Heights there, which is awesome. I love it.
Yep.
Will Voos from Sabetha. Max Botteroff from ACCHS. Tony Falk from ACCHS, Rance Vesser from ACCHS, and Riley Kessinger from ACCHS. Didn't mess that up one time, by the way.
No, you did great.
Jaden Seitz from Nemaha Central, Caleb Strothman from Nemaha Central, Dason Hill from Nemaha Central, Merrick Knoll from JCN, and Will Elias from JCN.
Those are all of our nominees.
I like it.
Okay, so Boz will have the difficult task of selecting one winner out of that pretty good-sized list.
Heck yeah.
And unfortunately, the Giant Communications hotline is closed for you at this point. Your next opportunity will be next week. You can always throw it into our Facebook Live feed and throw it in there, and we'll get them on the list. Or you can always call us. The phone line when it's open is 785-547-3461. Hey, if you want to give us a call, that's great, but you're going to go to the automated system now and give us a birthday for the weekend, because we're not answering now. That time is over. Giant Communications powering our hotline once again this year. If you want the most reliable network in Northeast Kansas, trust GiantCOMM.net and log in and figure out how you can bundle and save big with your home internet and Giant Mobile right now. All right, we're going to go into arguably the time that we argue the most.
Arguably the time when we argue.
You like that?
Yeah, a little bit.
Going into KU, K-State, Chiefs and the Ravens. Because why it's important that we have these conversations. This is a big week for us because this is prediction time. And unfortunately, because of the way that the season was scheduled for high school and everything like that, there's already been a couple college games played. And one of the NFL games has already been played.
Yeah,
for the Chiefs as well. But go ahead and get us started there, Big Dog. I know you want to talk about some team that's blue and red.
We're going to talk about the Hawks for a little bit.
Okay.
First off, it's good. It's good right now. It's good. 2-0, just a little bit better feeling right now than we had last year. Last year we won the first game, then we dropped 5 in a row, just on the struggle bus. So we got over that hurdle. We're 2-0.
Yeah, you are.
Here's the deal. We got a big test tomorrow at Mizzou, the Border War.
It's back.
I love it. Absolutely love it. I don't know why they ever went away from that. Mizzou bounced out of the Big 12.
Going for the money.
SEC. So this is a big game. It really is for KU. I can't really say KU's had a test yet. I mean, Fresno State, that was a good team, but got the win
there.
Yeah, I think they're okay.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know.
I don't know. It's hard to tell.
Bulldog, home of Derek Carr.
Yep. So this is a big game for KU. I think it's going to be a big measuring stick.
If KU wins tomorrow.
And what did you say earlier tonight? Let's just throw that out here right now.
What?
If KU. You say it. How exactly did you phrase that?
Listen, we were talking to a gentleman. We'll keep his name under wraps. Don't want to embarrass him or anything. Talking to a gentleman, large gentleman, at the game tonight. And he was pumping you up, gassing you up about your sweatshirt, KU, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And he's like, Border War tomorrow, we're going to get that win. We're a good team, blah, 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 Jalen Daniels, all this stuff. I said, I'm a Mizzou by 30.
Yeah.
And he goes, how about a bet, Jake?
He kind of called you out a little bit there.
He did.
Yeah, that's good.
And I said, how confident are you? He goes, very confident. I said, well, then you don't need 30 points. And he goes, no, you said. All right, fair enough.
He
said, if Mizzou does not win by 30, next week's show, I got to say a phrase that's like rock. I got to say a phrase.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. Not going to say it tonight, though.
No, you don't have to tonight. But here's the thing. It is a big game to go tomorrow against Mizzou, at Mizzou. It's just going to be a good measuring stick for KU to see really where they are early in this season, the first true test they've had for a little while. I do like what KU's doing right now. Again, it's super early. Can't measure it against competition so far. But Jalen Daniels, I mean, he's doing really well early. Last year, those were the struggles we saw from Jalen Daniels early in the season. His completion percentage right now, 80%. He's 36 of 45.
Did you say his shooting percentage?
No, completion percentage.
Oh, dude, I was like, man, I didn't realize he played for Bill Self, too.
No, completion percentage, 80%. He's got 7 touchdowns, only 1 interception. So he's taking care of the ball, hadn't turned it over yet. Hopefully that trend stays true tomorrow, and they can get the win against Mizzou.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah.
You want to switch to the other team?
The other team.
The other team right now?
What are you going to talk about there? I don't know.
I mean, will the... will the real K-State please stand up?
Please stand up?
Will the real Avery Johnson please stand up? I mean, I just don't get it. All these teams all around right now, they're just coming into K-State and just making it look like we're not a Division I program right now. Will a real K-State please stand up? That's all I got to say. Will a real Avery Johnson please stand up? Because this is a team that high aspirations preseason. And we go over to Ireland and play Iowa State, which was, to me, a great game.
Yeah,
Iowa State, a good program. They've got a lot going for them. They had the most wins in their program history last year. Got their quarterback back, and it was a great game. I thought it was awesome. Then, all of a sudden, the Fighting Hawks. We were sporting the Hawks for a year.
Yeah.
On this show.
I watched the Hawks several times. My son played there, and actually, he was at the game. He went to see some of his old boys from North Dakota. I honestly did not think North Dakota would stay in that game.
Ugh.
Never did I expect they would be ahead late in the game.
Right. And they made it seem like Kansas State was a FCS team and North Dakota was the Division I program from the Big 12.
Yeah.
K-State escapes with the win. I was there, and I put it on my social media page because It made me a fan again. I took my two boys, and my boys, I was ready to leave after K-State turned it over on downs at about midfield with two minutes to go. North Dakota with the ball up, and they said, "Dad, it ain't over yet." We start walking away from our section. We get three sections down, and my oldest says, "Dad, please, can we watch until K-State loses?" And I was like, "Buddy, they already lost.
Game's over." But no.
And having a fandom like a child that doesn't have the focus on the players and the standings and all these other things that what you and I think about all the time when we're watching football games, it's an awesome feeling to sit there and be like, "All right, dude, let's sit and watch." And then they come back and win, and he looks at you and says, "I told you the game wasn't over."
Come on,
and I'm
Dad.
Like, "All right, buddy." Rejuvenating my fandom a little bit. That was pretty good. So yeah, K-State, they've got an unfortunate loss against Iowa State, a good bounce back win, I guess. But now it's a must win tomorrow against Army, and K-State looked like they couldn't stop the run against North Dakota. I'm nervous about the game against Army, but if the Cats can pull out that game by 2, 3, 4 scores, then I'm happy and I'll be back on track.
I was curious. I was thinking about this just the other night when Chris Klieman was the coach at North Dakota State.
Yep.
I
was at that game.
And they beat K-State.
They drove the length of the field, milked the clock down,
yep.
And then punched it in right in front of Bill Snyder's face and said, "You're done."
Yeah.
It was a 7-minute drive. Why'd you have to bring that up? I was at that game. And they drove, that was back when my seats were in the south end zone, and they drove 7.5 minutes, milked the clock down, and scored with like 30 seconds left to win the game.
I was thinking about that. Imagine that was a huge win. Now, it was North Dakota State, not University of North Dakota, but now Kleiman's on the other end of that, seeing an FCS team come down and almost get the win.
Should have probably beat you.
Should have probably. Just a little interesting.
Because Avery Johnson should have thrown 3 picks. But apparently they have a lot of popcorn up in North Dakota, a lot of Butterfingers going on up in there. All right, now let's go to – did you have something else you were going to say?
Okay. No, we're good.
All right, now let's go to the professional level, and this game just went final 20 minutes ago. Chiefs!
What do we even say there?
Oh, before we move on, we got to do our predictions here of K-State KU.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You have yours ready?
I do.
Okay, go ahead.
Here's crazy. Both my predictions are the same. I got KU at 7-5.
Okay. Really underwhelming.
It is, but I'm not setting the bar too high. we want to get to a bowl game. There's just a couple games in there that KU has had a hard time winning some of those bigger games.
Yeah.
And I don't know yet. I just feel like they're going to drop some of those games, and it's just maybe they surprise me. I hope they do.
Okay, and you got K-State?
Same.
7-5.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got the Cats going 8-4 this year, and I've got KU 10-2 playing in the Big 12 championship game.
What did you say?
10-2.
Wow.
Yep.
You're going to be wearing this sweatshirt before this season's
over. I didn't say I was a fan. I just did my research, and they have a favorable schedule, I think, to do that.
They do, but I just, based on the recent history, we just can't get some of those big wins. I mean, we had an opportunity.
It's been a long time since Mangino, I know.
It has. But, I mean, there's been opportunity there where we just, we can't get a win. We got to beat Baylor last year, get absolutely drummed at the end of the season.
Yeah.
Those games, Arizona State.
Yeah.
TCU. I mean, there's games in there that we got to get over the hump. And
State won the Big 12 and made it the college football playoff, though.
Yeah, but they had big wins against BYU.
Three ranked games in a row.
Three ranked games in a row. Ranked games in a row. And they played out of their shoes. I mean, that's the team I want to see all the time, and I just we're inconsistent, and I hope we can change that this year.
All right, so Bob's got 7-5, 7-5. I've got Cats 8-4, KU 10-2. Jumping up to the professionals, Chiefs. Left tackle Josh Simmons out of Ohio State, starting left tackle. Mahomes' blind side. That was the area that's got to be shored up for the Chiefs, I feel like, the last couple seasons. Whew.
And I wish we could have seen the game tonight just to see how that performance shaked out.
Quit playing NFL games on Fridays.
I know. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. And you also, wide receiving core, we've talked about that. I don't know that Mahomes, from what the few things I saw tonight, Mahomes didn't look super comfortable throwing the ball. He was just happy feet all over the place. I don't know. Rashee Rice out first six games.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe that changes things if he's on the field.
Xavier Worthy goes down with an injury tonight.
Yeah.
Chiefs allow Herbert to go 25 of 34 for 318 yards and three touchdowns tonight. Just shredded the Chiefs' defensive secondary. And here's the stat that I think from tonight's game that is concerning. Mahomes led the Chiefs in rushing yards with 57.
Yeah, I don't like it.
No beans. All right. Got your season prediction for the Chiefs?
I do. I got them 11-6.
Okay. I got them going 12-5.
And I did write this down before they lost to the Chargers tonight.
Yep. Yeah, I wish I would have known they would lose the Chargers. Now, I did tell you, though, the other day when we were doing our prep for the show, that the Chiefs, the only guaranteed win in their first four, I think, is the Giants next week. And I thought that they would go 2-2 in their first four.
Yeah.
They could go 1-3 now.
Yeah, for sure.
But I still hold fast, 2-2 in the first four. They'll finish 12-5 this season. All right, now the Ravens haven't played their first game yet. Biggest kickoff game that they've had in a long time since last year at the Chiefs.
Yeah.
But at the Bills to start their season.
Oof.
And I got them dropping that one.
Yeah.
This is literally, somebody told me tonight, actually, they said, man, the most stacked team in the NFL is the Baltimore Ravens. And I said, it's hard for me to disagree.
Yeah, I agree.
Really stout on defense. Great quarterback that nobody respects. Probably a top five running back of all time in Derrick Henry. Got D-Hop this offseason, which made no sense to me. Zay Flowers, Mark Andrews has been proven as now their number one, even though he drops two-point conversions in the biggest games of his life.
Yeah, he does.
I got the flock going 13-4 this year. And I also got them going 2-2 in their first four games.
Okay.
What you got?
I got them at 12-5.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And it's, but there's, again, I don't know. It's so hard. You look down the schedule. There's a couple games that are just toss-ups. I just think they're going to drop one more out of those.
Yeah.
Put them at 12-5.
Okay. So I got 13-4 for the Ravens, 12-5 for the Chiefs. Boz, you've got Ravens 12-5, Chiefs 11-6.
That hurts me. I
bet it does.
And here's what it seems to
me. Put some respect on their name.
But I can't. You go to three Super Bowls in a row, and now all of a sudden I'm like 11-6. They're not any good.
These guys are terrible. No. All right, dude. We got one order of business left to do. That's it.
One more.
And for those of you watching on Facebook Live, you're going to get to see this football one more time. Every week, this football will be given out. Not this specific one. The Community National, Luger Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball winner. We have a ton of nominees, Boz. Who are they?
All right, tonight the nominees, Tatum Eisenbarth from Jackson Heights, Carter Hike from Nemaha Central,
Hutt.
Drake Mellies from Jackson Heights, Austin Zeller from Jackson Heights, Tegan Bauhe from Jackson Heights, from Sabetha, Will Voos. And the next four, just so I don't say it every time, ACCHS, the next four guys, Max Botteroff, Tony Falk, Rance Vesser, Riley Kessinger. Then we've got Jaden Seitz from Nemaha Central, Caleb Strothman from Nemaha Central, Dayson Hill, Nemaha Central, and then two young men from JCN, Merrick Knoll and Will Elias.
Okay, those are the nominees. Boz, put your hands up.
Man, I don't know, dude.
I'm going to throw this to you, and when you catch this ball, and Lord help us if you don't catch it.
You better throw it good.
When you catch this ball, you tell us who is the first ever game ball winner of the Luger Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball.
Bring it. I didn't drop it. We're good.
We're good.
I don't know if it went outside the frame there, but this first game ball winner, I'm going with Tatum Eisenbarth. Here's the deal. Young man from Jackson Heights, freshman. First Friday night game under the lights. Varsity football, rushes 8 times for 100 yards. Had a 64-yard run in his debut at the varsity level.
Tatum Eisenbarth, congratulations. Boz and I will visit Jackson Heights next week and deliver that game ball. The Luger Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball winner, Tatum Eisenbarth. Next week, make sure you call in, give us your nominees, put them in the Facebook chat. For Kurt Kilman, for Boz, for everybody at the MSC Sports Radio Network, thanks so much for hanging out with us. We'll do it again next week. You've been listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. This program has been brought to you in part by Honeyman Ford, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, by MCON, American Family Insurance Agent Brad Noller, BNP Propane, by the Denison State Bank, by JBN Telephone Company, Highland Community College, Helena Agra Enterprise, by Commercial Tire Solutions, Edward Jones, Sunflower Community Credit Union, by Blue Valley Technology, Luker Chiropractic, and by Giant Communications. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is a production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.